What do you think your greatest fault is, and how do you overcome that?
I never forget. I don't forget.
You've talked about working hard as president. You don't sleep a lot. How many hours is sleep?
About 3 to 4 hours a night.
That's all you need?
It's all I need, luckily.
When you said that George W. Bush, which was our last Republican president, a man I respect greatly, a person that we really fought for when he was up against a lot of pressure, that he lied to get us in the war in Iraq. That stung me very deeply.
Okay.
I don't believe that. I'm just okay. Wondering, given some time passing, perhaps you've rethought that. Would you be willing to rethink that?
It may have been the worst decision going into Iraq. May have been the worst decision anybody has made, any president has made in the history of this country. That's how bad it is, okay?
Do you believe he lied or did he?
I can tell you this. Whether he lied or not, he went into Iraq. It was a horrible decision, okay? I don't like publicity. You know, you wouldn't believe it. I get a lot of publicity. I don't necessarily like it. But
come on. Wait a minute. I got to call you on that. What?
It's true.
What do you mean?
You know what? It's true. I don't love that.
What do you eat when you roll up at a McDonald's? What does Donald Trump order?
Fish and light sometimes, right? the Big Macs are great. The quarter pounder with cheese. I mean, it's great stuff.
Do people at the windows be like, what?
You know, I'm a person. They can't sort of believe it. I'm a very clean person. I like cleanliness. And I think you're better off going there than maybe someplace that you have no idea where the food's coming from.
What's your favorite kind of music? What music do you like?
But Michael Jackson was actually a very good friend of mine. I knew Michael Jackson very well. I lived in Trump Tower for a long period of time. I would go down to Mar-a-Lago. He actually got married, you know, Lisa Marie Presley, the whole big deal at Mar-a-Lago. They were in the tower. And I will tell you, he was up there 1 week with her, and he never came down. So I don't know what was going on, but they got along. You know, a lot of people say, oh, they didn't really. They were up there for a week. They never, ever came down. I said, where the hell is Michael? I've never seen Michael. He was an unbelievably talented guy. He lost his confidence, and he lost tremendous confidence because of, honestly, bad, bad, bad surgery. He had the worst. He had people that did numbers on him that were just unbelievable, facially and, you know, the plastic surgeons. But Michael was an unbelievable talent who actually lost his confidence. And, you know, believe it or not, when you lose your confidence in something, you can even lose your talent.